What's up? I've been microphone shy for a while. Time to get back to it. On the road, so great time to share some thoughts. I feel like I'm in this phase of Q4 where I want to sharpen that skill. It's kind of like when you are in high school, college, or the pros, and you know you get paid for this one thing, right? Like they need this one particular skill set from you, and you are working on honing that, sharpening that craft. And for me, that's communication right now. I want to make sure that I'm communicating very well and providing value. And what is coming to mind that honestly has been a game changer has been a book that so many people have recommended to me. They have been advocates of it the same way I am now. They were advocating for it way back when, 2-3 years ago, telling me it's a must read, or they wish they would have read it earlier. And now I'm saying the same thing, right? And I've had Gabe Macias, I've had a few other colleagues tell me to read this book. And it wasn't until someone in particular told me what it did for them exactly. You know, people advocate for the book, but they never really said exactly what it did for them. And now I think having that attached result or attached benefit really helped me actually take advantage or do it. And without further ado, the book is Profit First. Right. And I know we talk a lot about the financial piece here, and it's not everything, but it is important every day. It is important every day, especially right now in this economy. I can't open a news article in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Fox. I can't open an article without there being some article of a big tech company or a company in general is reporting lower earnings, less revenue, less sales. And having to downsize their company, you know, even Amazon, like the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Twitters, they're having to do the same thing, you know, and it makes me think about us, our smaller, much smaller businesses that we're operating, that we should be operating with similar principles, than these, some of these big companies. You know, I've heard it said, I don't know how true this is. I've heard it said the biggest difference between some of those franchises or some big company is the systems usually. And of course there's a lot more to it than that, but I do think that there's something worth noting about what the macro economy is doing and what we should be doing in our basketball training business or our basketball related business. And what Profit First, the reason why I recommend it is because it focuses on the health of your business, not only the health, but making sure you have your ratios intact. And when I say ratios, you think about this. In the early stages, I focused on putting everything back into the business, which is very popular and is very common. And I understand why we do it. I understand why someone would do it. But there comes a time where everybody has to get some kind of return. You know, unless you have something outside of the basketball training business that's helping you, if you're doing this full time, you have to eventually get a return out of it. And the Profit First system is very similar. It's akin to the envelope system. So the envelope system, you think about it, you have straight cash and you have an envelope for your expenses, your fixed expenses like utility. Well, utilities won't be fixed, but mortgage or rent or health insurance or life insurance. You have pockets of envelopes that are specific towards certain bills, and you allocate the cash to those things consistently. So that's the envelope system. Profit First basically is doing that online and with your bank account. So you've got pockets of operating expenses lumped into one, which, you know, it can be your gym rental, it can be your teammate fees, your administrative fees, marketing fees. All of those are the operating expenses that it costs to run your business. You've got your profit account, which is set specifically solely for your profitability, because we are going to first allocate and set aside the profit that you're going to make. There's no catch, there's no exception. Have to set and allocate and prepare for profiting. The third account is the tax account. We are definitely going to set aside money for taxes so that we're not caught off guard each quarter or at the end of the year, the tax year, or wherever you, whenever you file your taxes. So we've got the operating expenses, we've got the profit account, we've got the tax account, we also have the income account. So you need a, you need an account for all the money to go into. And last but not least, you have the owner's compensation account. And with all these five accounts, and there are two or more accounts we don't really need to talk about yet, but with all these accounts, there's an allocation that you are targeting, meaning, you know, if you make $100, you want to allocate a percentage towards profit, a percentage towards owner's comp, a percentage towards OPEX, operating expenses. And what I encourage, if there's one action item that I would suggest, I would ask that you do from this rant, is to look at your allocation percentages. Look at QuickBooks, look at your bank statement, look at whatever you use, see how much money actually came in, and then calculate how much, what percentage went towards operating expenses, what percentage is left for profit, what percentage is saved aside for taxes, sometimes zero, usually zero, and what percentage is left aside for your owner's compensation. So do that, and you may be amazed at how little you set aside for yourself. Maybe you set aside too much. The numbers aren't for me to determine what you should allocate. I can say this, though. I it feels that between 30 to 50% is rational for owner's compensation. And just to get a little more nuanced, the owner's compensation is, you know, it's based on your state, right? Like in South Carolina, if you have a certain corporation, like an S-Corp, the a reasonable salary is 40% of your profit. 40 to 50% of what you profit should be your salary. So it depends on what your CPA or what your tax laws state in your state. But what I can say is anywhere between a 30 to 50% owner's compensation, it sounds like that is typical, especially in a business where you are the business, especially when you are the freelancer, you are the person doing the majority of the work. If that is the case for you and your basketball training business, it's okay. And it's not, what I felt uncomfortable with initially was, man, I don't want to take all the money from the business. Like, I'm not leaving anything left for the business. Like, I'm taking away all of the food and I can't feed it anything so that it can continue to grow, which can be true in some regards. But what I've felt and what I'm realizing now is you may be feeding your business too much, right? Like, I think there's Damon, I can't remember Damon's last name. Damon John from Shark Tank, from FUBU, and the other companies, many other companies I'm sure he's invested in. Inc Authority is one as well. There's a power in broke, right? And I'm not calling anybody broke. I'm saying there's power in having constraints, in restraint, in discipline, in limiting certain resources so that you can maximize those resources. And I do think once you start to operate on an OPEX percentage of 50%, so instead of, you know, all of your money going towards operating expenses, or 90% of what comes in going towards expenses, which I've been there, I can understand that, maybe 50% can go there, or 40% can go there. And when you find that constraint, you operate much more, much wiser, and you allocate other resources towards the profit account, the tax account, the owner's compensation. And you can actually pay yourself, because if you had another employee, you wouldn't ask them to work for free. You wouldn't skimp payment on them. So why do we do it for ourselves? Why would you do it for yourself? So all that being said, man, a powerful exercise, maybe you can do it on Finance Friday, is to look at your yearly expenses and or your yearly income and see. This is why I suggest QuickBooks or Gusto or any other bookkeeping application, so this stuff can be done for you and you can just look at it. One of the statements, the financial statements. If you look at the income statement, you can see or the profit and loss statement, you can see I've spent $100,000. Well, I made $100,000 this year. And out of that $100,000, $75,000 went to operating expenses. And, you know, 25 of that was my salary, and 50 of that was my cost to operate the business. Like, I don't know. These are made up numbers, but knowing those allocations will be powerful for you. Then you can go and set targets for 2023 and say, okay, instead of 50% or 75% of my expenses, or of my income going towards operating expenses, I want to decrease that down to 50,000, and I want to give myself a 20% raise, a 10% raise, or I want to make sure I'm not caught off guard by taxes, so I'm going to increase that percentage to 10%. You know, it's that kind of conversation, that kind of knowledge, which has been very powerful for me. I've been very eager to test it out, to do it. And look, it gets more nuanced, but I'm giving you an understanding of what I have read so far. And you know, it's easy for me to forget stuff, but I'm trying to be more active with it, trying to state what I'm learning, because I hear if you teach it, you learn it twice, you know. So hopefully this helps you guys out. I know it's been a while, and plan to hear my voice again soon. Hope you guys have had a great holiday season, and take care. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.